Local councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Aspig, you raised the issue last week that a water pipe to Gola Island had been seen floating on the water, had become loose essentially, and you raised the issue of that potentially being dangerous. And now it's believed that a boat has actually struck that pipe yesterday and caused some damage. What was the manner of the incident and what damage has been caused?
It's only a week ago that I was talking about this very incident through the media, about how important it was that the pipe would be sunk. This water pipe that leads into Gola, that provides Gola with water. Unfortunately, over the last number of years, we've seen consistently with that water line being floating on the water, and then the council then in turn comes to fix this. But unfortunately, there's X amount of hundreds of metres that has been floating for a while now. I have raised it with the council and I expressed my concerns in terms of health and safety and the danger that this could cause. But unfortunately, today, and rightly so, one of the islanders had been in contact with me and was very angry with me that nothing had been done about this to date, that a boat had hit the water pipe yesterday. And as the islander said to me, this could have caused huge damage, not just to the boat, but to the individuals on the boat, if not even worse. I'm absolutely frustrated that that this water line was approved way back at the beginning of in the summer to be anchored down. Works has not been carried out on it to date. And now here we are, where somebody could have been potentially hurt yesterday in relation to hitting that water line. This isn't good enough in 2021. The island community deserves better. The island community do not deserve to be left behind and ignored. Like I said, this has been approved since the beginning of the summer, and I can't understand why this has not been carried out. I have written today again to the council and Irish Water, asking them questions why this work hasn't been carried out.
And also, was there any damage to the water supply to Gola Island caused in the incident? Are residents now without water today, or are there any water supply issues?
Yes, there is. My understanding is that now the island is without water yet again. We've seen in the past where we've been left for very long periods of time without water. Look, in West Donegal, we're very lucky. We have a very good staff. There's no doubt about it. And a staff on the ground that will move very quickly to do all they can. But look, the reality is for me, and the reality more so for the islanders, that they're left without water once again. And this is not good enough. I've been working trying to get the island community to be recognised stronger within the council, within the departments. I have a great passion for the island community. I'd love to see the island community returning and living full time on all our island. And this very important piece of infrastructure, which is water, which none of us can survive without, has always been an issue this last number of years, and this isn't good enough. And I'm sorry to say this, but it isn't good enough, and our island community deserves better.